You can see the vibration tinkle the nation. Vibration pun the nation.
Yeah.
What for the nation? I said vibration for the nation. Is it recording? Is it recording?
Hey guys!
Hey guys.
Welcome back to another episode. This is episode 8 and we have seen all of the comments. I just want to say
Slow down!
I'm just so excited.
The people that don't understand English that fast.
Everyone breathe in and breathe out, yeah? We're just very excited because why are we excited, guys?
Look at my nails, guys.
We're in 9K! Woo!
Guys,
for Spotify listeners, I actually just went crazy. Anyways, we hit 9K, guys. We were here last week. Thank you, yo, 4K.
Here we are with...
Not you saying, inshallah, we hit 5K in the next video.
Do you know how mad that is?
Allah said, look
at the power of Allah, guys.
Yeah?
The power of prayer.
Relax.
What'd you say?
That's a mosque.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. House of Allah. Anyway.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Wallahi, from the top of our heart, we never expected it. It's quite overwhelming. We're here now. We're 2 months in. We're probably going to hit 10K next week, inshallah. And it's just going to be a crazy
one. Guys, imagine we say that, oh, yeah, guys, please let us hit 10K and end up hitting like 30K next week.
Please surprise us. Send it to your mom, send it to your uncle, send it to your grandma, send it to the person that's sitting outside the graveyard.
Send it to your goldfish, your cat's mum, sister's dogs, nieces, uncles, nephew, all of that.
Send it to boss man, shopkeeper, send it to everyone. Go to your local, send it to them, send it. Stand outside, don't ask for money, ask them to subscribe.
Post to me, be like, subscribe.
Anyway,
we appreciate you guys. And so everyone that left comments, we also love you. We see every single comment, and like we said, we respond to every single DM.
You know what the cutest DM was like, someone was like, oh yeah, I watched Shilos' podcast and they were like just talking in it. They were like messaging us and then we responded. They were like, you actually respond, you weren't
There was loads of those guys. So guys, cute. There's three of us, we'll actually respond.
Wallahi, like, we're nobodies, we're responding. We've got nothing.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we've actually got nothing to do.
We're not special.
Than, do you know what I mean?
Other than...
Huh?
What are you doing? Someone has to send us a message right now. Let's go see what she said.
Let's actually see what she said.
All right. Oh, sorry. Amazing. This is actually going to be... All right. She said, thank you for being alive because we posted a story.
No, honestly, guys, from the bottom of my heart, yeah, you lot are literally why we do this. I can't lie. Like, honestly, we're going to start every episode, but we were this close to stopping, guys. This close. Can you see?
My fingers are
y'all
fat, but
gave
quite close.
Me the will to live on.
You lot's messages is actually the most overwhelming thing.
Honestly.
Like, it's so cute. Like,
when
you lot message us, wallahi, we actually read every single one, like, and it touches us.
Yes.
Somewhere deep down in our black hearts. Joking. Joking.
That's you, not me.
That's absolutely speak yourself, mate.
I've got a pure heart over here.
The darker the berry, the darker the juice. Oh, wait.
The sweeter the juice. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Anyways, moving on to today's episode. So, all right, cool. So, I wanted to ask you about something today.
Okay.
So I'm currently the host of today's show. I'm joking, yeah. Okay, cool. This is what I was going to ask you lots. Ooh, I'm going to ask this question first. So basically, I wanted to ask you lot, yeah, because I was watching the videos and like stuff on Spotify.
As in these videos?
I was recapping. And like, I just want to ask you lot, what do you lot want to achieve by the end of 2021? As in the next 2-3 months? Like, what do you lot want to achieve?
That's so soon.
Yeah, but I know everyone has goals, no? You don't have any goals that you want to
achieve? I mean, what's mad? Yeah.
Do you say that's personal? I'm not your friend.
Yeah, she said that's personal.
You don't know me. I'm joking. Listen, do you know what's mad, yeah? I made a vow to myself.
I think I told you about this.
I made a vow to myself last year that I'm going to stop making goals.
Why?
You know why? Because I'm very unrealistic.
Sharp.
No, I'm actually
unrealistic goals, though.
Okay, yeah, but when you don't achieve Miss Peak.
Come on now.
I can't lie. I kind of get that.
Do you get it?
I don't really set goals because you know what? In my mind, yeah, whatever I plan, it's actually out of my hands.
Yeah.
Like, just set goals. It puts things into perspective. Like, you're working towards something at least. You get it?
No, obviously, yeah, you can work towards something, but I never, like, I'm like, my mind's never set on one thing.
Yeah.
I'm also very indecisive.
All right, cool. So if I had
but
to
then,
put
your, isn't that the reason why you haven't achieved those goals? Because your mind's
that's
everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. If you focus on a goal that you've written down, like, you know that's what you want to do.
But I've done that, trust, it doesn't work.
Mina, have trust in Allah. Like, come on.
Oh, I can't lie, yeah.
But I don't do that because I have trust in Allah. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Because I have that
that's
trust, I'm like, do you know what?
I don't need to. It's in his hands.
It's in his hands.
Like, obviously,
yeah.
I'll work towards it, but.
But you don't know what you're working towards. You just said you don't set goals. So, what are you working towards?
You got a point. No, I'm saying I have, like, aspirations and stuff, but I, like, don't set a goal that, like, I have to achieve this by this time.
Okay, but what is some...
Because you're saying by the end of 2021, that's 2-3 months away. I don't know what I'm doing 2-3 months. Like, that's
that
so close.
True.
Like,
okay, cool.
If you said to me beginning of 2021, I mean 2022,
yeah,
what do you want to do? What do you want to achieve?
Okay, never mind. Fair okay, enough. If I had to put you lot on the spot right now, what would you want to achieve by the end of
2021? Yeah, I'd be real. I'm not
by end 2021 or 2022.
If you had to choose one thing right now on the spot, what's something that you really
there's
want
to achieve? There's one thing, but I don't want to say it.
Are you saying this year?
Do you know it's bar?
Yeah. And there's mics. Wait.
Oh, no, that's so rude to the viewers, gonna, guys.
No. Only because of evil
guys,
eye
close your
and
eyes,
stuff like that.
Give them like a...
Close your eyes if you're watching, man.
Give it, make it vague.
Close your eyes, guys.
Make it vague. Just make it vague.
I can't make it vague without making it obvious. But it's something that's...
Sorry, she was just having a moment there.
Yeah,
anyways, yeah, so if I actually had to... So that's your one.
Yeah.
What's yours, Aisha? What's yours?
I don't set goals, guys. JK, I do set goals, but you know what it is? I'll be honest, I gave up on goals, setting goals.
That was literally me.
Yeah, no, sorry. I just thought...
Aisha, that's really sad.
No, but it kept failing and I was just like, there's just no point.
That's
like,
really sad.
Can I ask you a question, Aisha?
Yeah.
Do you think that you will...
Like, if something's not... Sorry, just to interrupt, but just like, the goals that I set, obviously, if it's not working out, I just think, it's not meant to be. And I give
okay,
up.
Yeah, but
then I think of a different...
You know, in
but
life,
then that comes from a question I want to ask you.
Yeah, carry on.
Is do you think that those goals work better when you don't plan them or when you plan them?
When I don't plan them.
So have you achieved goals that you haven't planned?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of things fall into my lap, like, randomly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Like, without me planning it. So that's how I feel like planning stuff doesn't really work well for me.
To be honest, you know why I'm quite hypocritical? I don't really set goals either. But I have things that, like, I work towards.
I have short-term goals.
Yeah. That's why I asked
but
for
then
now.
But that is
December.
A short-term goal, though.
What?
End of this year is a short-term
that's
goal.
That's why I
21.
Literally
asked. Oh, 2-3 months. Yeah. Like, end of this month.
But
this
I'm
year.
Guessing...
But yeah, I can't think of anything at the end of this year.
You? What are you?
I don't really know.
Oh,
but I really
why you ask the question?
No, but I really... My one was more to do with the podcast. Like, I really,
oh,
really
yeah,
want that to
yeah,
grow.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
in relation to
goal.
This.
No. It wasn't in relation to this. But my one is in relation to this.
Oh, yeah. You know what's mad? I forgot about that completely. I think that's so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah.
This
you
is how mad that is.
No,
why did
that's
I forget about
that
you?
You see this just as fun. It's not really something that you're focusing on. Do you get
no, it is something that I want to focus on. But you know what it is like? When you start to make something a job, you start to like it less. Do you get
yeah,
it? Like,
yeah,
this is actually fun
I don't
for
see
me,
this
like,
as a job.
Yeah, like, I actually look forward every single week to coming here, sitting,
coming
trying
to chat
guys,
to my friends.
Do you know what I mean? Like, seeing the comments, interacting with you.
All right.
Well,
should
yeah.
I just go on to my next question
yes.
then?
Go
so
on.
There's no more goals, yeah? You lot, put your goals in the comment section if it's going
to... We need to have more goals, guys.
Yeah, I know. We
I need to actually...
Set us goals.
Yeah.
Do you know one thing about me, though? I hate making lists and stuff. Like,
I think
just...
that's the best thing that you can do for yourself.
I think it is as well. I think it is as well. Guys, you know what else is also very good?
I know you're going to say.
Journaling.
Yeah.
Guys, I find it waste.
Guys, download an app called Day One. It's not sponsored by them, but I swear to God, it's so good.
It should be sponsored by them. Hey!
Sponsor
hey, guys!
Us. All right, my next question is actually really, like, it's got nothing to do with this, no relation. But I was watching another podcast.
Yeah.
Don't know if I should shout them out, but I was watching another podcast.
Shout them out.
Okay, I was watching H Squared.
Okay, there you go.
And then
H Squared.
Yeah, and they were talking about, like, London and, like, them living in London. I think it's a really old podcast, so if they're looking at me like I'm a weirdo for watching it, yeah. Anyways, what's it called? What has London done for you? Like, what's the best thing you got out of living in London in the UK? Not the UK. Not the UK, in London specifically.
London.
Like, I
want to
know what you
London,
know.
London.
You know what's so funny? I was literally thinking about this the other day, yeah.
London.
Not, like, broadly, like, living in London. And I was thinking, imagine if my life had been completely different and I grew up in America.
That's
yeah.
What, so, like, what? That's what yeah. I'm saying. I was proper, like, that, wallahi, that episode was really good. Like,
yeah.
I was proper deep and I was like, London is actually, it's giving me mixed signals.
I'll be real, London low-key is a city that's full of opportunities.
Yeah,
like, I must say, and like, you know the whole thing where people are like, oh, you know, you only got this job, but you only got this opportunity because you look a certain way or you're fitting a certain criteria.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't care. That's great.
Honestly, for me, if I'm gonna that's
be,
a plus.
If I'm going to be your token black girl, let it, if it's going to open a door for me and if it's going to like give me opportunities, I don't care. But like,
can you deep here that situation is only, so bad and so dire that you'd rather be a token girl that like it's so you're itching to be a token girl just to get
that's
in?
That's the only way that
this
I can
might
get
be personal, but do you want to say what you said earlier in the voice notes? Because I think that's a really good topic.
Well, did I say in the voice notes?
About...
What did I say again?
About a certain, like... demographic liking your videos and enjoying it and
oh my
you
god
finding
yeah.
that shocking.
Oh, yeah
yeah guys, so basically so obviously I looked at all of the comments or whatever and I was like, a lot of people that don't look like us, a lot of white people,
no
like,
racism, no, wallahi, like,
it's not just... racist, bruv, you can't be racist to a white person.
No, as in no.
Oh yeah, you actually can't
hold that blood.
Yeah, so like a lot of people who don't look like us, particularly white people, enjoy our videos a lot, and I was
on
like,
TikTok
on TikTok, and I was like,
which I must say, we didn't expect.
So like, I was like, these lot in the conversation that we're having, like on our group chat, whatever. I was like, guys, I'm so shocked and overwhelmed at the kind of like, let me see if it's recorded.
The love that we're getting,
the love, that we're getting from
that
this
specific
demographic. Yeah, I was like, what? Oh, yeah, was that saying again?
So like, what are we doing that's giving them entertainment? Like, why? How are we entertaining them? Like, how do we relate to them? How
I said a certain phrase that I need to say. I had a certain phrase. I said something like...
that's what you said.
There was a certain phrase that... And I was like, whoa. Bring it back.
Speak about it. I'll try to find it.
Okay, so I said a certain phrase. Yeah. And I was basically like, who are we to them kind of thing. And like, how do we entertain them? And like, how do we... Oh, I don't want to even put this in
the
podcast.
The thing is, though,
I don't want to waffle. I want you to find it.
No, but we do try to cater to everyone. Like, we never make our podcast specific to a certain demographic. Like, obviously, sometimes we talk about religion, so people that are Muslim can relate to us. We talk about, I don't know, cultural stuff, so people that are from our culture might relate to us. But regardless, we speak about very, like topics that people everyone can relate to.
Yeah,
like
exactly,
our last episode was
I
about
think
women.
It was just
I was just very shocked at the fact that like you can't really like relate to us, but you find us funny. And I'm like, oh yeah, I said how am I funny to you?
Oh yeah, that's what
I said
was.
how am I funny to you? Like how am I making you laugh? Yeah. And then this old girl here, this old thing, was like to me. What did you say again?
I was just like, it's kind of sad that you put yourself below them to the point where the fact that you're
can't
entertaining
imagine
them, you're like, whoa, what am I doing right?
That's, and it's like society's made me think that like I'm so below you that like
for me to entertain you
it's
like
a big thing.
Yeah, I'm doing something great.
Yeah,
and it's not. That's so sad.
And that's so crazy to me.
So guys, have
so
a different outlook in life. We can all be one. Martin Luther King said, "A white girl and a black boy were all hands."
honestly, no. But I was just and what's it called? I was so sad. Oh, I said something else as well. I was like, oh yeah, like I've got like a lot of friends. Obviously, that are white, and I'm thinking, how are they friends with me? Like, how are they friends? And then I had to G-check myself and be like, Muna?
You're Muna.
What do you mean, how are they friends with you? What do you actually mean?
You know what it is, though? I think it has a lot to do with our environment and our upbringing. Obviously, we didn't grow up around a lot of white... Like,
that
we went to school...
literally comes back to the question I was
asking. We went to a school that was very multicultural. Like, there was one white girl. Shout out to Flippin. What's her name?
Shout out Mandy.
Mandy, that's it. Mandy. Oh, too, sorry.
Shout out Mandy.
Like, there's only, like, two white people in our year. But also, that was low-key a blessing. Like, I got to learn about so many languages, so many cultures, so many, 100%. Like... Do you get it? Like, so many foods and all of this.
I love the fact that we went to such
I'm so grateful for it. I'm so grateful.
And the thing is, it was predominantly Muslim, like
as well,
dominant,
Another thing as well, like growing up, I never had to question my hijab
ever,
because the school that I went to as well, a lot of hijabis. The area that I lived in, a lot of hijabis. Like, and that's so weird because some people sometimes comment on my videos like, oh, like,
why
did you start wearing the hijab? Or like, is it ever a struggle? And I thought,
guys,
I've never had to question it and be like, oh.
Only sometimes when I'm in environments that are
predominantly white
and I don't feel comfortable, and it's like, wow, usually I never meet
people
like that way.
Even the non-Muslim like black girls in our school, they were so welcoming to me. Like everyone, we were all one. Like, and
shout out the Caribbean girl.
Shout out Adriana.
They know who they are. But anyways, what was I gonna say? Yeah, with the thing about our school, guys, wallahi, like I'm not even guessing. It was so like accepted to be a Muslim to the point where if you weren't, it was like
you're
not Muslim. That's how many Muslims there were in the school. Do you get it? Like we were turning the Christians.
No, relax. No forced conversions.
questions.
No, I'm joking. All night. But yeah, no.
No, but it definitely
they
taught
were, like, interested in, like, what we were doing. And
the weirdest thing about it was most of us wore a hijab starting from year 7. There was no one that... I mean, there was a couple here and there that wore it over the years, but... It was so good.
To the
that
point
it was,
where it was out of place for you to not wear
a
one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was so good for us, not in a like a strict way or like we're oppressed, but it was so good for us that we were like
we were comfortable.
Showing that from the very start.
Especially because growing up, like as a teenager, that's your prime years. Like when it comes to confidence,
Guys, you know this conversation is so weird, you know, because at work today, imagine I had this conversation at work today. It's so mad. Imagine. So my team leader, whatever, was like to me, Muna, how's your hair look? And I said,
I said, someone from your uni asked you that.
Yeah, you have it all the time.
Is it recording, by the way? I can't tell.
Yeah, it's recording. Okay. Anyway, yeah, so he was like to me, Mina, how's your hair look? And I started laughing. I was like, what's the point of me wearing if I'm going to tell you how my hair looks or whatever? Do you know what I mean? And then he was like, oh, like, when do you have to wear it? Like, who do you have to wear it in front of? Like, he was asking a lot of questions about it or whatever, yeah? Then he asked, did you ever want to take it off? And I stopped and I was like, you know what, weirdly enough, I didn't.
That question is actually quite disrespectful. You should have looked at it in a way. It's like,
yeah, I should have done it.
Why are you questioning me and making me look like I'm forced
saying,
to wear it?
Yeah. That's weirdly
maybe
enough.
Maybe he was just curious there. Like, maybe.
Don't ask some people so carefully. Wallahi, it changes a lot about the way
imagine for some people, true, the way he worded it should have been different. But for some people, let's say you're the first Muslim they met or the first Somali they've met in their life.
The place that she works in, especially that area, is not. You can see Muslim hijabis everywhere. Like, come on, he's not. It's not like he's
true. But I don't think that he's ever like spoken or like worked with him.
Or like
can't
work
lie.
With one.
I do hear that.
I'm the only one who works in my workplace that's hijabi.
Oh,
I'm the only hijabi. Yeah, my workplace. Yeah, what are you? I'm the only hijabi.
Okay, that's probably why.
But it's so weird for like me to say. Weirdly enough, like, what? Why is it weird? Do you get it? Like, why is it weird enough that I? That I haven't faulted or like that I have not faulted actually that's a bad word to use that I haven't questioned it it's not faulting my bad sorry guys. But like questioned it do you know what I mean
alhamdulillah it's been easy it's been an easy
journey
for us. Alhamdulillah, continue to make it easy
and for everyone around us and if you lot are struggling with hijab because I know you got a DM about it
literally just DM us, we'll talk to you about it
like we're actually very open to them discussions
somebody did email us once shout out to that girl
I remember that.
That was in the beginning of like when we first started making videos
she's so cute. She was really struggling with hijab I can't remember how old she was
she was young, she's from TikTok.
Yeah, all right. I wanted to answer your question about London,
I was about to move on to that. I saw the way you were moving.
Yeah. But yeah, I wanted to answer that question because I lived out of London, obviously, for uni.
Yeah, I'm slack.
And
you did well for yourself, you know.
Mad. And in an area where there wasn't one person, but it was very tiny.
So wait, even at uni, you didn't struggle?
You never questioned it.
Yeah. I never questioned it because, like, do you know what it was? Because I went to that high school, it made me strong.
Because some people actually might not know.
Oh, sorry, I'm not going to tell them where I went
tell
to.
Tell them that you lived out, though.
Oh, yeah, I did. Basically, what I think that I've learned from London, obviously going to a different city, I feel like you learn more when you're out of the city, like what you've learned from back home. Does that make sense?
You implement it there.
You implement it there, exactly. So what I've learned is that...
A lot of people don't. Like, majority don't.
Yeah,
so
that's
why
I said I'm proud of her.
It's a very good thing that you did.
Alhamdulillah, it was all you, bro. cut that out.
Raw, unfiltered.
Oh my god! But listen, the one thing I've learned, guys, is that confidence from London is a different breed.
The way
I was confident there, guys. If I didn't live in London my whole life, and I went to uni there, I honestly would have been a mouse. Honestly, hand on heart, I think I would have been a mouse.
So is that? Do you think that's the best thing? Do you think that's the answer to my question?
Yeah, that's the best thing I took out of London. Like, the confidence. Like,
I think mine was definitely, like, what we were speaking about earlier, like, the school, the way it was so easy to fit in and stuff like that.
I was going to say that.
Our city is the most multicultural city compared to everywhere in the UK, and I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, yeah, definitely. 100%. Definitely.
What about out you? Everywhere in the UK, yeah, it's the same thing. And as well, growing up, like, the struggle of hijab and not really having a struggle with it and then now going into adulthood because obviously you bring confidence issues and insecurities from a child into adulthood so that bringing that with me the confidence and whatnot the loudness and all of that basically what you said
basically
but and also the fact that London is full of opportunities and like I never have to feel the need to go out to look for those opportunities
because it's all here, right at home.
All of that. But growing up in America
long day.
Would have been a myth. If anyone from America is watching, I really want to know about your experience. Yeah. If you're a Muslim, or even if you're not a Muslim, like if you're a black person, or do you know what? Whoever you are, whoever's watching,
if you're struggling, if you're in a city where it's like another, like,
I just want to know
if you've ever felt uncomfortable in the city that you live in.
Basically,
I want to know about your experience.
Let us know in the comments, in the DMs, in the emails. We don't mind. Anyway, just let us know. We're actually really interested in that.
By the way, though, if you could pick any other city other than London, where would you pick?
Wait. Does it have to be UK, or like, can it be anywhere else?
Yeah, if it was UK.
If it was UK.
You know, I haven't been to much cities though, so. This is biased.
Oh my God, I would say Sheffield.
Nah.
No, only because, listen. Only because there's bare Somalis there. Like, it would basically, basically feel like here, basically. Okay, but the only thing with there is that it's very small and I need a big city.
That's what I'm saying. I need a city. That's so I don't think it's live.
Okay, if it was outside the UK.
Melbourne or somewhere in Australia. I love Australia.
You know, Australia's very racist.
I live in Toronto.
Is that actually racist?
Australians, comment down below if you agree or if you don't. But I've heard a lot from Australians.
Australia.
That it's very racist.
Australia.
Melbourne.
Cleo.
Get out of the water.
Get out of the water. Emma.
The water.
Emma, oh no.
Anyways, back to the flipping topic.
Don't ever get in your life.
Just did that.
Okay.
Now I forgot my train of thought. That's fine.
Anyway, yeah.
Okay. We've got 10 minutes left this episode, so I think maybe we should
An hour left, guys. Everyone wants longer videos. Let's give it to him.
Oh, guys, by the way, this episode is longer because you lot asked for, you know what I mean, due to high demand. She put a question box.
She said she did it.
Yeah, that's in like... Collectively, we put a question box. Is that what it's called? Well, my English is not Englishing right now.
A poll. A question, yeah. She asked on our story, on our Instagram story, what are you guys' assumptions about us? And this is actually what she said.
Oh, I'm so dumb. I was showing the Sorry. This is what she put. She said, send us in your assumptions about us for a video. So we're not going to do it for the whole video, but we're going to do it for this part, this section, this segment, this whatever you call it.
I shouldn't have drank that because I need to pee.
Oh no.
That's so dumb.
I hope I don't fall.
Do you want to go pee right now? No, I'm not going to. All right, cool. So they said, you all used to wear skirts. That's an assumption.
I used to wear skirts.
Why is that sad?
Because I stopped.
Because you stopped. I'm not gonna lie though, your phase was quite later.
Yeah, which is why.
It was later,
sad.
But like, but her grown. Phase was like earlier.
Yeah, don't speak for me, babe.
Actually, she's still wearing
you. Okay.
Yeah. I started wearing a skirt in like year 5 and then stopped wearing it in like year 10, which is quite bad.
But then you started again in uni because we all used to wear it together.
Oh, yeah, I used to wear it
in uni. So I've never worn a skirt. Okay, no, that's also dumb.
We need to like wear skirts, but that's fine.
Relax.
Nope. It's a safe thing.
Okay, do you know what it is? I would rather abayas, do you get it?
Yeah.
Me and skirts, I'm not really like a put on top and then put on a skirt.
Yeah, I would never wear a skirt now.
I'm more like abaya, put something on. I'm not like a style of skirt type of girl.
Okay, next one was, you three were bullies in high school, but like clown bullies.
No, we weren't bullies. We weren't bullies.
You wouldn't bully someone, but you like make a joke. We weren't.
I feel like we're more bullies now than we were in high school. 100%.
Who are you bullying now?
No, not like that, obviously. No.
More bullies now?
I was never a bully.
Let me say my point.
Sorry, go on.
Listen, yeah. In that sense, I mean that... We obviously like take things out of each other more now. We take things out of other people, and obviously as a joke now. Don't try to act brand new.
I literally looked at you.
Why are you looking at me?
This is her. I was ready for the next one.
But back in the day, we were innocent. Like, we didn't really make jokes like that.
Now if we're bullying you, we're bullying you in private. We're not going to bully you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
like
bad.
I would tell we're not bitches. That's not deep.
That sounds like we're actually bitching
about
people.
I meant like we'll laugh about someone behind the scenes, but we won't laugh in their face. Like we won't make them feel comfortable.
You're making it sound like we're fake bitches, bro.
Yeah, no, I mean like if someone falls,
you are. You're involved.
If someone was to fall on the street, wallahi, she's laughing.
Wallahi,
you're
definitely.
Not laughing in their face, if a kid is
on the floor, I'm laughing.
A kid. Yeah. She's
no, guys. I don't know what it is yet, but you know what we're seeing.
Muna's
kids
got no kids being hurt in general. Kids being hurt in general makes Muna crack up.
That's I love kids. I love kids. I love
Wallahi, that's a lie.
Yeah, that's cap.
I love kids. Are you dumb? I snap kids to you all the time, guys. My no. That's an alternative. Fuck off, man. So you made me swear now. That was your fault.
I had the defensive.
But when kids fall, it is very funny, guys. Come on, it's very funny.
Okay, cool. The next one is
sponsor me.
I heard you, man, are 6'2".
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Light work.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Who send told you? That's amazing. Send us in your eyelash thingy, dude. Like, what do you use for your eyelashes?
I need some extensions.
Are you
serious? Now.
No, well, you got nice eyelashes.
What are you using on your eyelashes?
You actually extensions?
Yeah.
No, bro, send in your extensions because I need to get them.
Let me know about your lash lady.
Yeah.
You all got kicked out of school. Can I tell them a funny story? No one's gotten kicked out of school. No one's really gotten in trouble, but Ash got into a fight in year 8.
It was year 9.
We're not gonna talk about that fight.
I instigated. If you want to know, put the likes.
You want the footage? Nah, JK.
She's gonna bam. She's gonna be a week lying. Bam.
If you want a story time, hit 1,000 likes.
Can we give you the story time? Imagine she watches this.
If she watches it, okay, you're good.
Catch her on
road. It was 10 years later. Yeah. Tell her hold that. Oh my god.
No, she doesn't need to hold.
Someone said people assume you guys are judgmental, but you're actually really friendly. And I think that one's true. People, when they first see
me, we are the most friendly people. Like,
we're too friendly.
Yeah, too friendly.
We're too friendly. I can't lie.
We're too friendly.
Do you know what it is with us, yeah? We go above and beyond for people,
that don't
reciprocate. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And do you know what's mad as well? We will do it again. We will do it again. We don't
know. I'll do a two-fer check. You know what? We're very much lovers.
Just saying, it's
never. Oh, that's okay.
Controversial.
That's crazy.
I'm going on to the next one, though.
That's crazy.
Teachers have made you cry.
Nah, no, guys, they're capping. Anyway, we're not just going to brush past that. Shut up. We're not brushing past that. I love people.
I use them so
guys,
sorry.
Listen, yeah, they always paint me to be this evil person that doesn't like people, and that's not true. I'm very loving. Oh,
guys,
look at my nails.
Go back to the person.
My nail. I'm very loving. Okay, guys, I love.
Go
people.
Back. Go back to episode 3 of Persuader. I see what kind of person I actually
is.
Yeah,
just because I'm an introvert,
but I actually hate people. There's a line.
Okay, but you bullied me in your nine.
I didn't. Okay, next.
Oh, yeah,
line
yeah. Look, I'm moving on.
Next question.
Sorry, guys. I even stayed quiet for that one.
Someone said we're awkward when meeting fans. First of all, they're not fans, they're supporters. They are friends.
It's not fans, mate. It's literally.
And we're
our
never
mates.
Awkward. Actually, we are.
That's my brother.
No.
We were
the first
the
interaction, we were very awkward.
We were
but
at
now,
Nando's
we're not.
With a mouthful.
Oh, shout out to the girl from Nando's, man.
Okay. She was so cute.
Wallahi, she was so cute. I'm like this.
And she goes, no, yeah. Guys. And we were like. But honestly, guys, we've improved so much now, honestly. Like, come to us. No one even knows us.
You were the hate. There's a lot of assumptions of like school time. I think you lot just want to know a lot about our school. Should we have an episode about school?
I think we should.
All right, you were the hated girls in school that everyone was secretly jealous of.
Nah.
First of all, I want to say we weren't actually a trio in school.
We were like a 14 man.
I would like to say
14 man.
I would like to say 1, 2, and 3 were clapped in high school. We were clapped.
Use that image.
No one.
Don't you dare.
No one was jealous of us. Wallahi, we were clapped. And you know what? Wallahi.
Oh my god.
Wallahi. That's what gave us. Yeah, that's
real personality.
Personality.
This is why we're funny humans.
This is actually
because
why, guys.
We were clapped in high school. Shout out to the people that were clapped in high school. Where's the pretty girls now?
Alive?
Where are you?
And guys,
what are you
this
doing
is,
right now?
This is actually
you're
why,
in jail,
guys.
Or you're waiting for your man that's in jail. And guess what? You got a baby.
Or you're having a
baby. Where are you at 21? Let's stop.
Sleeping with men.
Okay, guys.
Guys, listen, yeah, and this is actually why we didn't care about boys. We didn't care about any of that in high
school. You ain't got a choice.
There was a boys school next to us.
Someone actually said something.
No one checked for you.
Wallahi, no one. Not a single soul in that school was checking for us.
Wallahi, up in the picture of the town. Wallahi, we were dead singers, guys.
Someone said you're all 18 to 20 years old. If you went to our Q&A, we're actually 22. Were we 22 and did the quick? Yeah, we were.
Guys, you know what's mad though? Oh. We actually act 18 to 20. I think, so honestly, I don't mind. I understand.
I don't get this one.
Y'all got a lowest rise purity score. Allah. They're calling us skits.
What did they say?
They said, y'all got a lowest rise purity score. That basically
what does that mean? Lowest rise?
look, low as rise, purity score. All I know is purity.
My mouth was quivering.
And that basically means that they think most gets. All
right, let's move on. There's actually too many for me to...
That's getting cut out.
I am a servant of Allah.
Subhanallah. I just know one of you lot have asthma.
No, guys. Nah, let me do it as a man comment again.
Nah. I know you're kidding.
As a man,
how do you have asthma? As a man,
no. How do you?
I'm looking away for this part.
How do you have eczema? As a man, E45, you know. Tesco.
I'm sure I can't even take that door.
All jokes aside, guys, you can have eczema.
Oh, Spotify users, I'm actually so sorry because all they can hear is.
Oh, dear.
So sorry about that one, mate. Look at my headphones. What's happening on here?
Shit.
We're having fun today.
I'm back.
Oh, Aisha's got herself a little like mirror.
Yeah.
You're taking a piss, bro.
Do you get in there?
Am I not in?
No, you ain't now. You're weird.
I can't lie. We told you not to send us assumptions, but you've just gassed us up in the assumption.
A little bit, yeah.
And nothing's an assumption. Like, if I could show
Stop
you guys.
Around, man.
Sorry.
Most of these
are the same question, same assumption.
Still going down. Most of these are not assumptions.
Yeah.
So I can't really get into it, but okay, we'll probably do another video where we interact with you guys on Instagram. So follow us there. Follow us on TikTok, guys, and maybe at 200k. Follow us on Instagram and at 2k. And follow us, subscribe to us on
10k.
What's this app called? YouTube.
10k. Oh my God, guys. Awesome. What are we doing?
What? 10k. Ooh.
What are we doing, guys?
It's an interesting one.
What are we doing?
What do you lot want for 10k?
I'll take you to Fort Park. Come on.
Is it on you, yeah?
Yeah, it's on me, mum.
Hey, nice. I will go to Fort Park, so you don't want that Friday night. Yeah.
Muslims are...
But anyway, guys. Yeah, guys, let us know what we should do, what kind of episode you want to see. Do you guys want to do something interactive? Like,
do you want us to give up?
We're honestly open-minded.
Do you want to meet us? Do you want to... I don't know what you
Thing
want.
Is, I don't think, like, I don't think they don't want to meet
yeah,
us.
Yeah, they don't... They,
we're not that big.
Okay, yeah, can't lie, I'm a dead I'm a catfish.
What's that got to do with anything? No, you're not. This is a camera.
They're coming for your personality.
Have
not
you got a filter on?
I said that.
Have you got a filter on?
Yeah.
No, you don't. This is quite listen, natural beauty.
Inside picture of your seven.
Oh.
Why you got to do
one
that?
More time.
Why you got to do that?
Not you, man.
Oh, my scarf was here.
Cypress all right.
I couldn't see, but
someone said you're I'm inserting that anyway.
You're not editing.
Come on, man. Just for the one time.
I'm actually
we're putting our picture. I just put yours. Come on.
What? My scarf was here.
So was ours.
You can't even see my face. You're going to see half. What do you want from me? I'm not showing you. I'm insecure.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh my God. This video has been very messy.
Sorry, guys.
A lot of headphones have been thrown. A lot of faces
have been touched. Quite loud, wasn't it?
That is crazy. Spotify users, I'm going to apologise to you again because...
Spotify users, I swear to God, you lot get exclusives because we added a bit in the beginning and a bit in the end that no one else sees.
So, you lot. Yeah.
You lot that are listening, whenever you hear something funny, that's only for you.
Cheeky YouTube lot, get out of here.
I'm
joking. We 10K. We 10K.
Spotify users, come here, please. Spotify users, come and subscribe and then cut again.
We don't need anything from you but your love.
And affection.
And support. And appreciation.
Yeah.
And your du'as. And your...
And you can do that by subscribing.
And putting post notifications on.
And subscribing at the bottom of the...
Let's wrap it up. Thank you for watching.
It's been your boy, Sean.
It's been your boy, Dua.
Been your boy, Mina.
Hold that!